We come now to begin to understand the vision of Daniel, the second chapter. Daniel is speaking to the king. In verse 31, he says, "You, O king, were looking, and behold, there was a single great statue. The statue which was large and of extraordinary splendor was standing in front of you, and its appearance was awesome. The head of that statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You continued looking until the stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, the gold were crushed all at the same time and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found, but the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream. Now we shall tell its interpretation before the king." You can just imagine what's going on in the mind of the king. He eagerly slides forward on his throne, wanting to catch every word. "Yes, this is exactly what I saw. What does it mean? What does it mean?" Daniel continues, "You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory. Wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, the birds of the sky, he has given them into your hand and has caused you to rule over them all. You are the head of gold." I imagine that the king sat back with pride, popped a few buttons perhaps. Yes, he was the head of gold. He is the king of kings. However, Daniel continued, "And after you there will arise another kingdom inferior to you, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which will rule over all the earth. Then there will be a fourth kingdom, which is as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters all things. So like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all these in pieces. And you saw the feet and the toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron. It will be a divided kingdom, but it will have in it the toughness of iron, inasmuch as you saw the iron mixed with common clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so some of the kingdom will be strong and part of it will be brittle or weak. And you saw the iron mixed with the common clay. They will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery." Now this basic vision, Daniel the second chapter, the first apocalyptic vision in the book of Daniel, is the simplest and the basis on which we build or connect the pieces with the other more complex prophecies. In fact, this is what historicists say is the foundation of prophecy, both in Daniel and the book of Revelation. It gives a pattern, and that pattern is to begin the prophecy at the time of Daniel, or at the time of John, the time of the prophet, and move ahead historically. That's why it's called the historicist interpretation. Move ahead historically until the great event of either the coming of Christ or the end or the millennium. Now, futurists and preterists base their prophecies on other things. Rather than beginning by building on this foundation, they tend to speculate on what this prophecy could mean in isolation from others. That is, the prophecy of Daniel 8, or the prophecy of Daniel 9, or the prophecies of Revelation 12. But we need to see them built on one another. In fact, here's what Sir Isaac Newton had to say. "The four prophecies of Daniel are all of them related to one another, as if they were but several parts of one general prophecy given at several times. The first is the easiest to understand, and every following prophecy adds something new to the former." He continues, "Now in this vision of the image composed of four metals, the foundation of all Daniel's prophecies is laid. It represents a body of four great nations which should reign over the earth successively, that is, the people of Babylonia, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans." And Sir Isaac Newton had it right. This is the foundation, this is the grid on which we compare all other prophecies, or they are filtered through. And so we have Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, the breakup of Rome in 476 by the 10 barbarian tribes. Some of them would be weak, some would be strong. Today we call them Europe. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.